Well, there's a look I know all too well. Wide eyes, tight jawline, stiff, upright posture, flexed thighs and forearms. I think someone's a little nervous. Are you feeling kind of scared? Yeah, you are? Oh. Well, don't worry. There's no need to be nervous. We're going to have a lot of fun this evening. Besides, I've got you tied nice and tight to my chair here. You're not going to be able to resist me very easily, seeing as I've restrained you ever so perfectly, are you? Go ahead. Try and wriggle your way free. Come on, struggle for me. Really fight those binds. See, you can't resist. But you know what I bet? I bet even if I did untie you, you still wouldn't be able to resist. You couldn't resist all this attention from a woman like me. No, you couldn't. No man has yet. Which is why you shouldn't be nervous. You don't have a choice in the matter. Not a one. But even still, I'm not going to hurt you this evening. What I'm going to do is experiment on you. More accurately, I'm going to experiment on your cock. And by the time I let you finish, I'll know exactly how to drive you wild. Because I'll know exactly how to manipulate your pleasure. I'll be inside your mind like a parasite. Doesn't that sound nice? No, you don't think so? Liar. That half-mast little buddy of ours down there says otherwise. Let's ask him what he thinks, shall we? Look at how close my mouth is to your cock. How easy it would be for me to slip it in and slither my tongue all around him. But I don't think that's necessary. It looks to me like my hot, sweet breath blowing on him is doing the trick just fine. I'm sure it feels far better than the usual. That cold, dead air that pricks away at your helpless, restrained body while you wait around for me. How about I blow on him for a minute? It's always amazing to me how little attention a woman has to pay a cock to make a man completely melt. Watch. All I have to do is take this one index finger, lick it, and then just glide it up and down. From the tip of the head, all the way down to the base where the shaft meets the scrotum. And all I have to do is just glide the pad of my finger like I'm finger painting. Look at that, already writhing. You boys really are something else. Tell me, what do you want me to do today? Don't be shy. It can be anything. Do you want my mouth on your cock? Do you want your cock in between my tits? What would you like? We've been over this quite a few times. You're not going anywhere. How about I ask the question this way? What kind of contact do you want? Sex? What kind of sex? Of course, vaginal. That's all you guys ever want to do. Pump, dump, and fall asleep. I'm gonna let you in on a little secret about us women. We're not in to that pump, dump, fall asleep stuff. The only reason that was satisfactory the first few nights was because I wanted to establish dominance. And to no surprise of mine, I think it worked rather well. But now that we both understand the nature of our relationship, I can show you what women really like. What we like is foreplay, the lead-up, the tease. And since all you can do is sit there restrained, I'm going to show you how unbearably euphoric that sort of dance can be. And all the while, I'll be learning your body, your mind, and oh, so soon, you'll completely belong to me. You'll be mine, and mine alone. So since you're sadly so ignorant about women and their pleasure, I think it's best we start with the basics, which means vaginal intercourse is off the menu this evening. The kind of contact we're going to experiment with is your cock and my hand. And I know the reputation handjobs have, but I want to assure you they really do have a bad rap. If they were just for high school prisses who don't want to put out, why would you guys give yourself handjobs all the time? And you know, I'm willing to bet you guys, you have access to it 24/7, and you don't even do it as well as me. Because my goal isn't to make you come. My goal is to play with you and stimulate you, and use all of your sensations and reflexes against you, until the pleasure builds and builds and has no choice but to blow. My goal is to treat you like a woman. I dare you to tell me that sounds bad. You're so, so lucky. I can be just ever so torturously pleasurable with my hands. And to make that lesson crystal clear, we're going to start with the basics. You see, the reason the hand job has such a bad reputation is because all those young things in high school do this. They just grab it tight and mash it quickly. Not so great, huh? Yeah, the poor man's pump, dump, fall asleep. The secret is to keep the cock at the edge of his seat. Sure. We can stroke fast like this, but we can also go slow, just like this. Feels much better, doesn't it? Well, it's going to get even better. We don't have to just stroke straight like this. No, no, no. We can corkscrew while we stroke. Oh, don't tell me you've never done this yourself. You might be a dumb guy, but I think you still play around enough to have stumbled upon this move. But I bet you I can still do one better. Yes, I can. Let's slow this down by about 20%. Not too fast, not too slow. And we're going to ignore the shaft. We're going to corkscrew only the tip of your cock. Oh, I love watching you writhe, watching you squirm. If you'd wriggled and thrashed around like that earlier when I told you to set yourself free, you might have gotten yourself out of this. But alas, you didn't. And now you're nothing but a puddle of hormones and endorphins squirming in my hands. Okay, those are the basics. Any questions? No? No questions at all? My, I would have imagined you would at least be asking, can you keep going until I come? Pretty, pretty, please. Don't worry too much there. Remember what I said. You'll come just as soon as I finish my experiments. Which, now that we've had our little lesson on the basics, and you've seen how wonderful it can be, being teased like a woman, we're going to move on to some more advanced things. Experimental things. Let's start with an easy one. My feet. Some guys would just absolutely kill to have sexy feet like mine all over their cock. Others would probably pay me to never put them near their cock. You? Well, you have no choice. I bring that up because just the other night, you were acting like you were going to hack up a lung while I sat on top of you and rubbed my feet all over your face and tongue. Gave me just a tad of a feeling that you might just be a bit of a germaphobe. Yeah, you are? Well, that's okay. I haven't left the house all day, as you and your flogged-up body know already. and I showered a few hours ago. They're clean, soft, and as you can see, just a little clumsy. Unsurprisingly, your cock isn't responding to my feet all that well, is it? No, your cock isn't throbbing with rhythm. Your hips aren't quietly bucking in pleasurable frustration. I don't think feet are your kink. What's that? You don't have kinks? We'll give it a few more months, and you'll have more than likely caught a few from me. I mean, come on, you have to admit that your cock does look so cute in between my pretty purple toenails. Okay, let's try something else. Did you notice that I brought in my hydro flask? Yeah? Well, I'll let you in on a little secret. It's not filled with water. Oh, no, no, no. It's filled with ice cubes. How do you think those are going to feel on your cock? Cold? That's your best answer? You must have been some sort of poet or philosopher before this life, because Jesus Christ, the answers you keep giving me. They're so simple. Then again, Occam's razor, right? Well, here, how about we try Occam's glacier? The way I do this is grab the base of the shaft tightly, just like this. And then take the ice and ever so slightly waltz it up and down around the shaft. And then we pull him off. Just a few seconds so he doesn't burn you up too bad. There you go. Aww, it feels oddly good, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Don't you say you don't like it? If you didn't, your cock wouldn't be so hard. That's the second time this evening your cock has sold you out on a lie. I think we should nickname him Polygraph, because he's such a good little lie detector. Open your mouth for me. Come on, open wide. Let's just slip this cube in your mouth. Good. Go ahead and close. Now, I want you to suck on that cube until it completely melts. No chewing. Let it flow slowly down your throat like a lazy river of filth. Taste good? I call that a dick-sickle. Do you like sucking on your own dick-sickle? Here, I'll get another cube. I want to see if we can drench little Polygraph here. I think we can. Tell me, what's colder, your cock or your tongue? Oh, I couldn't understand you very well. Got something in your mouth? Let me just see here. Oh yeah, that's a slippery boy, all right. He's freezing, too. Open up. You get one more dick-sickle. Don't look so excited. You're going to want to be as hydrated as you can for this next part. The part where we warm that cock up. Just slide these off. Tell me, what do you think of these? My royal purple satin panties. Smooth, warm, and you know what? A tad wet. All that experimenting sure hit my spot, didn't it? Why don't you take a good whiff of these? Inhale deeply the scent of my pleasure. Such a wonderful warm scent, isn't it? Now, let's see if we can warm that cock up a little bit. It's easy. We'll just wrap these panties around your cock like a blanket, and then we stroke. Slowly and loosely. Tickles a tad, doesn't it? You see, the trick with this is not to put any pressure on the cock. My fingers are just here to guide the satin up and down, all around little Polygraph. Just the lightest little touch shoots the most carnal sensations through your whole, helpless, restrained body. I think you like it. I think you like being jerked off with my panties. And you know, seeing as they've been soiled with some pussy juice, it's almost like that vaginal intercourse you asked for earlier, isn't it? Yeah? You know how I can tell you like it? Those hips. Bucking up and around. Bucking hard enough your legs and feet start pushing out. Well, as much as they can against the bite of those ropes. And my favorite sight. Head back. Eyes closed. Labored, unrhythmic breathing. You love the feel of my panties caressing and nuzzling your cock. You love everything about it. And thusly, you're gone, wrapped up tight in my satin, sensual, exploitive web. You are the fly, and I am the widow. Come here. I think it's about time I take advantage of the fact you're tied to that chair. I'm going to straddle your body. Sit upon your lap. Wrap my legs tight around your waist. Throw my arms around your neck. Kiss your thirsty lips. And show you how I like to use cocks. What kind of contact I like best. Just let me inch a tad closer. I'm going to grind my lips, my clit, my wet, warm pussy against that cock to climax. I want you to feel the vibrations and the intensity of my orgasm. I want you to feel the widow devour your body just for her pleasure. And here, just to make it all the more intense, why don't we slide these panties you like so much over your head? Take in that flowery scent of pussy while I use you like a sex doll. That feels nice, doesn't it? Yes, it does. So close to that vaginal intercourse you wanted, and yet still so far away. Oh, I think it's what really drives you batty, isn't it? That's how I always bring you so close to the promised land. And yet always in the final act, you end up watching your hope drift away in a sea of sweat, hormones, cum on a ship built solely on my will. Don't speak. Don't even moan. Don't make any noise. All I want to hear is your labored breathing and my own pleasure. This is mine. This is me reaping the rewards of my hard work after tending to all that teasing. Oh, God. Here we go. Ooh. This feels so slick. Wet. Oh, you like that when I slide just the tip, huh? I guess I better stay down here. And just grind the shaft against you. Ooh. Oh, baby. I like using you like this. Oh. Ooh. That's right. Don't make a sound. Toys don't talk. Sex dolls don't moan. That sure hit the spot, didn't it? Here, I'll take those panties off you. I want to be able to look in your eyes during the big finish. You know, in all fairness, I learned far more about you this evening than you did about me. Would you like to learn a little more about me? And how I ended up this way? Giving you insight into why I need a plaything like you? Yeah, I knew you did. Okay, we can do that. But to do that, we're going to need to go back to those basics we learned. You remember? Those prissy, juvenile hand jobs. Remember this? Tight, fast, mashing. Of course you do. I bet you remember getting one, don't you? Yeah, you do. What age? 16? The perfect age for this little rite of passage. But this isn't about you. Not that it ever is. It's always about me. So I'm going to tell you a story from me at about 18. We were only 3 months away from graduation. It was a Friday night. My parents were out, so naturally I invited a boy over. Dean Marino was his name. He wasn't a popular guy, but he wasn't a total loser. He was just a regular 18-year-old boy. A boy who liked me. I knew he did. He used to watch me in geometry, European history, ceramics, and then I asked the home ec teacher to pair us up together. He never knew. All he knew was that all of a sudden, he was cooking pies and dumplings and casseroles with the most beautiful girl he'd ever laid eyes on. He couldn't know it then. Hell, I barely knew it, but Dean Marino came over after being invited over by moi and became the first fly ever caught in my web. And all because I knew one other thing about Dean Marino. He was a boy who had never experienced a girl's touch. And you know me, I'm a giver. So I led him down into the basement. I kissed him good and hard and led him to the floor. Slowly, I unzipped his pants, slid them down his legs ever so slowly until they were off. I got his shirt off, and then I told him to lay there quiet, close his eyes, relax. Beautiful thing about horny 16-year-old boys, they'll do anything a girl tells them to. And before he knew it, two things were happening to him. The first, his hands were duct taped above his head, his ankles tight behind him. The second, I had put on latex gloves, just like these. Before he could ask what was happening, I grabbed his raging hard cock and went to town, just like this. Slow, corkscrewed, wavering between the whole cock and just the tip. A natural-born talent, I am. What a sensation this is, I know. I fingered myself with these on, just to see. And no, because you ask, I'm not a germaphobe, Mr. Feet. But to be fair, he also thought the same thing. He assured me that he had showered, but I told him skin-to-skin contact wasn't until second base. He was so young and dumb, and because I was the first girl to ever touch him, he had nothing to judge what I was telling him against. All he could do was assume it was the truth. But ultimately, it didn't matter all that much. He came in about 5 minutes. I peeled my gloves off, stared him right in the eyes, and licked a little cum off the glove. I closed my eyes, took a deep breath in, and gave a big And then I leaned up to his face and cooed right in his ear. I saved a little just for you. And just like that, I made him taste himself that evening. I fed it to him off a sweaty, used latex glove. I can still see his grimace as he sucked down every last drop. He had no choice. He was restrained. I was straddling his body tight. Once again, just like you. But that's not the best part of the story. No, not by a long shot. The best part of the story took place about 3 months ago. I went to this little high school get-together over breakfast thing, and guess who showed up? He brought his beautiful blonde wife, Stacy is her name, and they brought along their year-old daughter. After about 2 hours of avoiding eye contact with me, I managed to catch him alone at the counter waiting to pay his bill, and I leaned in and whispered in his ear that he could be my boy toy anytime he wanted. I giggled and added that I was sure his cum would have creamed his coffee better than that half and half they brought him, and then I walked away. I left him in a pool of embarrassment, shame, and my perfume. And then I came right back here, strapped you down, spit in your mouth, slapped your face, and rode your cock like I was the best cowgirl at the rodeo. All the while thinking about Dean Marino, the first fly in the widow's web. But he's not my boy toy. You are. And you, my dear, deserve to get my skin. And you deserve to experience every tool in my arsenal. The sack massages, always a classic, the varying of speed, the soft fingernail scratch down your thighs. Oh my God, it's too much for you, isn't it? We came all this way and you're too close to the edge to experience the full ride. You can't hold it much longer, so I think it's time we let you finish. I've got what I needed. Look at you. A broken man, slumped over the back of the chair, yelping with every stroke. It's all just been too much for you, and I know it is. I know everything about your cock now. I alone and completely in control of its pleasure, just like I am completely in control of your body and your mind. You belong to me. You belong to me. A fly in the widow's web. My web, just the way I like it. And what's crazier even? I told you that story about me at 18 just so you could see that there is no reason at all I'm the way I am. No reason at all I need to do the things I do. I just am as I always was. What I want for you is to, instead of thinking about why I am who I am, feel lucky that you get to be who you are. A plaything. My plaything. My sex toy. You ready to finish? Okay. I'm going to count down from 20. When I hit 1, you come. Got it? I knew you did. Here we go. 20. 19. 18. Your body is tensing up. 17. 16. 15. 14. 13. 12. Oh, you're barely holding on. Don't you worry, we're almost there. 11. 10. 9. 8. The only control you have left is holding back that load. 7. 6. 5. So close. 4. You're about to lose every drop of control you have left. 3. 2. 1. Come. Lose control and come for me. Oh. What a beautiful load you just made. Let me just... It tastes quite good. Here, you can have the rest. No, I insist.
I want to give it to you. Show my appreciation for you. There you go.
What's better, the cum or the dicksicles?
The dicksicles? Really?
Well, the cum is a bit rich, I'll give you that. I have to say, that was a lot of fun. And you know something? I'm really turned on myself, but not just because of all the teasing. Because I realized while I was telling you about Dean that I feel something with you I've never felt with anyone else. You're not just another body for me to use. You're the body for me to use. I think you're the toy I'll play with for life. How does that sound to you? Do you want to be my toy for life? Well, good thing you don't have a choice. You know what I think we should do, toy for life? I think we should go up to the attic, strap you down on the floor, let the sound of rain and the candlelight relax us a bit, and then let you use your tongue and your lips and your fingers and toes, and most importantly, little polygraph here, all to please my pussy. Give me what I just gave you. Sound fun? Good. Good thing, too, you had that cum to eat. It's going to be a very, very long night.